This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance! Beat!
Breezy!
Looking for Caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see The Killers August 2nd at CMAC.
Oh my gosh.
These tickets, you can win them before you can buy them right here on BXY Mornings.
It's going to be a great show, you guys.
All right, we got to find caller 8 right now. Breezy has 12 wins and 11 losses on the board. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this? Hi, PXY, what's your name? Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Geneva.
Lindsay from Geneva.
You think you have what it takes to beat Breezy?
I think I do.
We're going to find out because you're caller 8! All right, Lindsay.
Representing G-Town.
That's right. The rules are simple. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win because corporate says that's how we need to do it. Before Breezy leaves the room, go ahead and talk some trash.
You are going down.
So far down. All right, Lindsay. Best of luck.
Okay. Bye, Breeze. Okay, let's get right into it. Lindsay, question number one. 5 seconds starts now. Cillian Murphy plays a 1900 mob boss in Birmingham, England, in which hit show?
Oh my God, my husband watches this. Peaky Blinders.
All right, that's your final answer. Going with Peaky Blinders. Question number two. How many black dots are on a six-sided dice? 5 seconds.
21.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. I'm locking you in, Lindsay, for 21. Question number three. What luxury brand is known for its iconic interlocking C logo? Which luxury brand is known for its interlocking C logo? Go.
Chanel.
Going with Chanel. And question number five. Lindsay, how many days does it take for Earth to orbit the sun?
365?
Are you sure?
I hope.
Sometimes hoping is the best we can do. That's fine, Lindsay. And then question number five, what is the main ingredient in the dish sushi?
Oh, fish or rice? Fish.
Going with fish. All right. That's all five questions. We're going to bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up, Lindsay, to see how well you did. This is for tickets to go see The Killers August 2nd at CMAC. We are looking at a score of 4 out of 5. Not too shabby whatsoever. Not too shabby. Lindsay, stay there.
Okay.
You crushed it. Breezy.
I'm freaking out.
Question number one. Cillian Murphy plays a 1900s mob boss in Birmingham, England, in which hit TV show? It's pretty obvious.
I'm so confused. Harriet the Spy? I have no idea. I don't know who any of those people are.
Okay, we're going with Harriet the Spy. Hey, Lindsay, you still with us?
Yeah.
Great. You're killing it. All right. Let's go to question number two. Breezy, huge gamble girl over here.
Huge.
Huge casino girl. How many black dots are on his six-sided dice?
How many black dots are in a six-sided dice?
Yeah, 3 seconds.
I'm not great at math, so I'm gonna go 23.
All right, going with 23. Breezy, next question. What luxury brand is known for its iconic interlocking C logo?
Chanel.
Question number 4, Breezy. How many days does it take for the Earth to orbit the sun?
365.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 365.
And last question, Breezy. What is the main ingredient in the dish sushi?
Rice.
Going with rice. All right, let's pull our girl, Lindsay. Let's get her back on with us. Hi, Lindsay. How do you think you did compared to Breezy?
I don't know. We had almost all the similar answers.
You
oh,
did.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, you
one
got
one more wrong than I did.
You what?
I hope she got one more wrong than I did.
Well, lucky for you, that's exactly what happened. You won! You got tickets to go see the Killers!
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Breezy. She's leaving the room.
Okay, go through the answers.
Peaky Blinders is the name of that hit show.
Not sure.
Breezy went with Harriet the Spy on that one. 21 dots are on a six-sided dice. Breezy said 23. Chanel, both of you guys got that right. How many days does it take for Earth to orbit the sun? Yes, of course, it's 365. And the main ingredient in the dish sushi is rice. Our girl Lindsay said fish. Breezy got that one right.
So she got every other question right.
Yeah, the score was 4-3. Hey, you know what, Lindsay? I'm going to give you a bonus question here. This is for a pair of tickets to the Bachelor auction to Anthology for this Saturday night, presented by CSC of Rochester. If you can get this correct, I'm hooking you up with a pair of tickets for this weekend, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Which famous soft drink was invented in 1892, Lindsay?
Sure.
Don't swear. Just, you got 4 seconds on the clock. You're going with which one?
Pepsi.
Pepsi would be...
Is it Dr. Pepper?
It's Coca-Cola, you guys. They originally used it as a medicine.
Right.
You got tickets to go see the Killers, Lindsay.
And
stay
then
and hold.
Everyone's teeth started falling out of their heads. So
right.
They
people started.
That.
Yeah, there was actually cocaine in it, too. So
right.
People got addicted.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what's the only station in the city hooking you up with tickets to go see the Killers?
98 PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings. Welcome back to the show. Moose, Breezy, those two stuck NASA astronauts that were in space finally headed back to Earth to close out, I don't know, a dramatic mission, if you will, because it was dramatic. They left back in June, last summer. They were only supposed to be gone a week. That turned into 9 months. Can you imagine saying goodbye to your family? I'm going to go on a work trip. I'll be gone. I'll see you guys in a week. And then calling them saying something came up. I'll see you guys in like 9-10 months.
No.
Take care of the kids. Please don't get remarried. So many problems popped up on the way to the space station that NASA eventually sent Starliner back empty, transferred the test pilots to SpaceX, pushing their homecoming into February, and then SpaceX capsule issues another month's delay. Now we're, what, March 18th? So many problems. And their mission took an unexpected twist back in January. And President Donald Trump asked SpaceX founder Elon Musk to accelerate the astronauts' return and then blame the delay on the Biden administration. It's classic.
The most classic thing I've actually ever heard.
The replacement crew's brand new SpaceX capsule, it wasn't ready to fly. So they subbed it with a used one, hurrying things along, kind of like, you know, Southwest or United Airlines does. But at least it got them home a few weeks quicker. But even in the middle of the political storm, Wilmore and Williams continue to maintain an even keel attitude about the whole situation. Even in public appearances from orbit, they cast no blame on anyone. They insisted that NASA supported their decision from the start. Wilmore, 62, missed most of his younger daughter's senior year of high school, so he's upset about that. His older daughter is now in college. And then Williams, 59, had to settle for internet calls from space to her mother.
I can't believe he even got internet calls. That's crazy.
Or Skype. They'll have to wait until they're off the SpaceX recovery ship and then flown to Houston before the long-awaited reunion with their loved ones. But how scary is that?
Oh, that's literally insane.
9-10 months? Are you kidding me? What do you do all day? I mean, there's probably no real time in space, obviously.
Right.
You're just kind of existing.
We're in time and space, you know what I mean? So,
but the one thing I found very interesting about this story is they do have to get checked out because the amount of pressure that's put on one's body when in space, it could take life. It could take years off your life. It crushes your organs. Everything. It's just, it's wild that they were up there that long. You obviously don't feel it, but right. When you get home and there's gravity, it's like, you guys, it's a bad situation. That's why it blows my mind when people are able to live in space for that amount of time. Right. We got to clear the air this morning. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Send us your messages. Send us your unpopular opinions. We're going to get to all of them coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. 2 eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Time to clear the air this morning. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're going to get to all of your unpopular opinions, starting with our girl Heather this morning. What's up, Heather?
What up, girl?
I don't know. A good sausage tastes better than a good steak any day of the week. There I said it.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
I hate steak.
You hate sausage?
No, I love sausage. I love it. It's so good.
Right, of course.
Of course. All right. People who are just lazy people don't exist. There I said it. It's all about your neurological issues and your makeup and how you were raised. I'm so sick of people just saying, I'm just lazy. No, you're not. You were built that way.
No. You can find motivation. You can find something that drives you. Anything at all. People aren't just born lazy.
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying their makeup of like who has raised them, who taught them work ethic, who they surround themselves
sure
with.
That could have a little something to do with it. But
this person says, shopping at Costco is not enjoyable at all. And the cafe and Kirkland brand is perfectly mediocre. There I said it.
I don't
know,
man.
Those hot dogs do not slap.
Well, listen, first of all, don't go there on a Sunday. And second of all, Kirkland clothing, it's pretty good.
Fire.
It's pretty.
That's where I got your sweatsuit.
I know. It's pretty, pretty good. What's up, guys? Good morning. Nobody cares to see photos of your vacation. I'm so sorry to anyone upset by this, but they're not interesting to look at. There I said it.
Similar to looking at a thing.
But kind of similar to looking at pictures of people's kids.
But, like, do you remember before, like, Instagram and stuff, you would get home from a big trip invite all your friends over and you'd have, like, a PowerPoint slideshow lined up and you're like, this is what Jimmy and I did in Costa Rica. It's like, all right.
We haven't gotten all our photos back yet from the Photoshop at Wegmans.
Literally. I literally can't.
You know, people took some scandalous photos and, you know, you still had to go get those developed. People were brave. They knew what they were. They knew what they were doing. Everybody saw your photos. There was no privacy, but we were taking photos left and right and then getting them developed. Yeah. Anyone miss those days? No.
Probably. I have to get a disposable camera developed. I don't even know where you go for that. I just got one the other day.
The most toxic man in Rochester just weighed in right now. Sup, guys? Big Ed. What's up? Hey, Breezy, I don't know if anyone has ever told you this, but I wouldn't recommend writing with a broken pen. Turns out it's pointless.
Love that.
Well, you would know after having to sign all your divorce papers for the third time, Bigot.
Oh, it's so tough.
It's so toxic.
So tough. So tough. This person says, if you are a biker and you don't share the road, you deserve to get hit. There, I said it.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Not the hatred this morning.
We try to do our best to share the road, and sometimes cyclists make it very difficult.
I mean, with the weather turning, it's going to be a lot more prevalent now than ever before. So keep your eyes peeled.
Let's go over to our buddy Blake here. What is people's obsession with Doritos? They're so bad for you and so incredibly processed. They taste like sawdust. There, I said it. I love a Cool Ranch Dorito. Courtney says, I just wanted to congratulate Breezy on her compliment she got over the weekend. Sometimes a small compliment from someone can go a long ways, even if they don't mean it. There, I said it.
Period.
Why don't you tell everyone the compliment you got? For those who missed it.
Yeah. This woman over the weekend told me that I look exactly like I do on my Instagram in real life. Which was just a massive compliment.
She's been on cloud nine for the last 72 hours.
No, fully. I'm loving it. So,
guys, if you grew up with Blockbuster, you've missed out on nothing. It was one of the most magical things about being a kid. There, I said it. Now, obviously, kids today will feel their own connection eventually with something that they grew up with, but that's later going to be stripped away from them.
They probably feel that way about Netflix sending the movies via snail mail.
For some of you, it
came in those really jacked up envelopes. Sleeves.
Yeah, for some of you, it was TikTok, but that only lasted 12 hours, so... Who cares about that?
Mine for today is this. I think that people who are grossed out by feet are extremely dramatic and just like to be, to jump on a bandwagon of sorts. There, I said it. Oh my God, I hate feet. Oh my God. Why do you hate feet? What's the problem? Do you hate feet because people are telling you it's gross and they're gross? I'm not following.
It's going to be really hard to end up with somebody who hates feet because I like having my feet rubbed.
Oh.
And I have nice feet. My feet aren't gross. You know what I mean? They're not like, oh, you're looking at my feet and they look like hobbit feet. It's nothing like that. Great condition.
Old corn chip toe.
They're just really flat. And that's, you know, that's why I...
Gotta get those arches.
You gotta get those. It's so important to have a nice arch.
Get those inserts and those sneaks.
Nothing sexier than a beautiful arch. And unfortunately, I wasn't lucky enough to have one of those. So
you can get an insert. I have inserts in my shoes.
I know. Worst shoe to wear? Converse.
Yes.
You want to talk about no support whatsoever?
Splitting the bottom of your foot in half? Yeah.
It's got to be where this bulging disc is coming from.
It's not great.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.